Filmmaking for Dave Plyer. He's the operation manager at the Spice House. His name is Alex Wilkins. Alex, welcome to 720 WGN. How are you doing?
I'm great, Phil. Happy to be here. Thanks for asking us to talk about spices.
Oh, you're very welcome. A Chicago company. You've been around since 1957?
Yeah, that's right. The company history goes all the way back to 57. We started in Milwaukee, actually. It was a small family business started by the Penzi family. Bill Singer and his wife, Ruth, started out of a little corner shop selling coffee and spices. It was very nondescript. There was no grand opening, no banners. But in our business, it's pretty difficult to keep a lid on what's going on inside the shop. And the block started to become very aromatic, and the neighbors just started calling it the Spice House.
That's awesome. And then it moved to Chicago, right?
Yeah. In the early 90s, the original founders sold the business, the original business, to the daughter in the family, Patty, and her husband, Tom. In 96, they brought the Spice House to their first Illinois location, opened up a shop in Evanston, and then a few years later, in 2000, opened up a second Chicago location in Old Town.
And most of your business is online, right? You do have a brick and mortar, correct?
Yeah, we have brick and mortars in Evanston. We have the Wells Street location in Old Town, a couple different locations in Milwaukee. But yeah, we have a beautiful website. We're working hard to make it easier to navigate. So all kinds of recipes, all kinds of good spice information and history. So a lot of different options to get our spices.
Now, a question. Most of your business is for individuals, right? Or do you deal with businesses as well?
We work with a pretty good combination of both. The bulk of our business is home cooks, you know, just like you and me around the country. But we do a lot of work with wholesale accounts, anywhere from small cafes to bakeries to, I mean, we work with some of the best chefs in the country as well. So those customers are just as important to us as the home cooks. We like to make sure that everybody has the freshest spices that they can have.
What was the impetus in the beginning? Why did they get involved with spices? They were fans of cooking and things like that?
Yeah, that's interesting. Bill and Ruth both worked at the post office in Milwaukee. And Bill Senior always had a fascination with world cultures and was a food lover, and started to sell coffee and spices just to local restaurants. I mean, the coffee business didn't last long because if you've ever had coffee sitting in the same proximity as spices, eventually it starts to taste like cumin and curry powder. So they ditched the coffee, focused on spices, and really it was Bill Senior's just fascination with the world and all of these different places and the food cultures around the world that drove the passion to start the business. And then, like I said, his daughter, Patty, and her husband, Tom, really took that forward and carried on that real passion for the kind of connection that food can bring.
You bring up something that I didn't think of, and I think the average person may not have, is just kind of something, the sharing with the different flavors. There's a lot involved there, right?
There is. I mean, food can do so much for us, as we know. It's some of the most powerful memories that we can have and share with our family. And it can also transport you to different places in the world, you know, without leaving your kitchen. So it's a real opportunity to just explore the whole planet and to taste what other people are tasting.
We're talking with Alex Wilkins, the director of product sourcing of the Spice House, locations here in Chicago and online, of course. Let's talk about some of your products. I'm really, really interested in the Lakeshore Drive collection. I love the name of that. A, it's so Chicago. And you've got different things going on there, too, right, within that?
We do. So the neighborhood blends were a perfect fit for a city like Chicago. There's so many different little pockets, diverse pockets of culture. And so we created spice blends that were relevant to these cultures and these communities. So in the Lakeshore Drive gift set, we put together four of them. We have Greektown, a nice garlic forward and oregano blend. Central Street, which is a nod to our first Chicago area location. We're on Central Street there in Evanston. Lakeshore Drive, really a testament to how a simple blend of spices can be really delicious. This one's just garlic and onion flavors, freeze-dried shallots, scallions, some garlic, a little bit of salt, some green peppercorns. And then Bronzeville, that's our southern-style rib rub, a nod to the Bronzeville neighborhood and all of those folks that were transplants from the South, from states like Mississippi and Alabama that came to Chicago and settled.
I would think that would be very, very popular this weekend. A lot of people doing ribs on the grill, and that's kind of the way to go, right?
They better be, Phil. We're in trouble.
Another collection you guys have is Back of the Yards collection. What's going on there?
Yeah, so the Back of the Yards collection, a lot of those Chicago neighborhood blends. So Back of the Yards, that's been our number one bestseller for decades. This is, again, a simple rub. It's got a couple different cuts of garlic, a couple different cuts of pepper, a little bit of sugar and bell pepper for sweetness. And that's, of course, named after that area of Chicago that, I mean, the center of the meatpacking universe. So this one is our all-purpose barbecue and steak rub. The Pilsen blend, this one is an Hispanic blend of seasonings. So we have things like cumin and Mexican oregano, a lot of garlic, some spicy chilies. Ukrainian Village, bell peppers, garlic, again, real simple blend, but great for all different cuts of meat. And then we have the Argyle Street stir-fry blend, which is some of those East Asian flavors like lemongrass, sesame seeds, ginger. So quite a good variety of flavor in that pack, too.
Something for everyone. Wow, there, you got a lot going on there. Cool.
That's what this business is all about, variety. Never the same thing twice unless that's what you ask for.
Right, right. And you got a 4th of July sale going on right now, Alex? What's going on with that?
Yeah, we do have a 4th of July sale going on. It's good until the 6th, so we're already into it. And it's good online or in-store, spicehouse.com or thespicehouse.com, whatever you want to type in. The promo code is FIREWORKS in all caps. And again, you can say the word in the store or you can put in FIREWORKS online in the promo code. And that's 10% off orders, $35 or more.
That sounds great. Got about a minute left, Alex. Talk to me about flat packs. Free shipping is the key to this one, right?
Free shipping is the key to the flat pack. So all of our collection, all of our spice blends, our freshly ground spices, our whole spices, just about all of them are available in flat packs, both in-store and online. If you buy them online and you fill your cart up with flat packs, we'll ship it for free, whether it be one flat pack or 20 flat packs. They'll ship for free, and they're about the same quantity as our spice bottles. So if you're the kind that likes to have our glass bottles up on your spice rack or in your cabinet, you can keep using those bottles and refill them with spice packs or flat packs, I'm sorry, over time.
That sounds very good. So if you're doing some barbecuing this afternoon, maybe you're doing some barbecuing tomorrow, you got to get involved with Spice House. Again, where are your brick and mortars? Where can we go to buy them?
We're at 1941 Central Street in Evanston or 1512 North Wells Street in Old Town neighborhood. And we have two shops in Milwaukee if you're listening from up north, one on Old Low 3rd Street and the other at the Public Market.
Alex Wilkins, Director of Product Sourcing from the Spice House. Thank you for spending some time with us. Have a great holiday weekend and continued success to you and your company.
Thanks, Phil. Pleasure's ours. You do the same.